devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here, 844-967-2789.
A bad decision! See, Donald Trump's kind of feeling some pressure, apparently. Taking her out on Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, he's taking it out on everybody. It's everybody else's fault, of course, but his own.
Let me read from the reporting of Brad Reed, please. Former President Donald Trump is not pleased with how the House Select Committee hearing investigating the J6 attacker playing out. And he implicitly called out House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy for them on Monday. It's McCarthy's fault. It's his fault. In an interview with right-wing talk show host Wayne Allen Root, Trump praised great warriors in the GOP House, such as Reps Jim Jordan and Jim Banks, and bemoaned the fact that they weren't getting equal time with the House Select Committee. You know, why didn't they get their own TV show? Because in all, remember the impeachment, man? What a show, a circus, a sideshow that became.
Yes.
Because you couldn't get any flow. You couldn't get the presentation of the facts because they'd alternate. You know, they'd do the Dems, they'd do the Republicans. And the American people were purposefully obfuscated by these Republicans. And now they don't have the opportunity. The only Republicans on this panel are the aforementioned Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. And I hate to seem too fawning over Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger, but they are humans of character, at least on this topic. And the entire rest of their party, less so. Anyways, Dom.
That's a very polite way to put it. Less so.
Unfortunately, a bad decision was made, Trump said. This committee was a bad decision not to have representation on this committee. That was a very, very foolish decision. In other words, you got no cover fire out there in the public, right? They're just hearing the unvarnished truth. And it's 60% of the American people wanting to prosecute the former president.
Right now.
That's not going to go down. Re-elective numbers, do they? I mean, say Joe Biden's numbers are down. But other than a few of the crazy let's go Brandon sorts, people don't want to throw Joe Biden in prison, do they?
Well, the Republicans do. They want to find a reason because, of course, their guy is a criminal and they thought, you know, how they project onto everyone else. A little bit more here. Originally, Democrats agreed to Republican demands to form a committee to investigate the Trump-incited riots using only people that were not currently serving in Congress. However, even though this compromise passed the House with bipartisan support, it faced opposition from McCarthy, who lobbied against it before McConnell successfully filibustered it in the Senate. That was what led Speaker Pelosi to take a unilateral action to form a committee that features Democrats and two Republicans who voted in favor of Trump's second impeachment. So, I mean, he's going off the rails, right? I mean, after his 12-page manifesto last week, he continues to rail against members of the MAGA crowd, his own MAGA, man. And then you see what's going on. You see the Greitens ad, you know, going after the rhinos. It is right on right violence. This is what they're into. They're eating each other alive.
See, I wish I could be more gleeful about that. I wish they would get a circle. Firing squad. All aim inward and start pulling the trigger. When you look at the polling of the American people, and maybe it's the quote unquote mainstream media. I mean, how you look past the insurrectionist Republican Party, the anti-gay Republican Party, the anti-truth Republican Party, and just say, well, you know,
the anti-republic Republican Party, the anti-democratic Republican Party.
Well, if you're going to hold them to that standard, whole constitutionality and all that stuff, Dom. But why doesn't the press, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How does the press, we talk about this, you know, we tell our truth. We try to every day. But how doesn't, you know, the mainstream media, how don't they say these Republicans are trying to steal your democracy? American people, maybe enough is enough. I mean, why hasn't Bret Baier said that on Fox News? Just wondering. But they pay him well.
The comparison and, you know, treating on equal terms and equal grounds, the two main political parties in this country, I think that's long been gone. I mean, the Republicans are a fringe party. Look at what they are saying. Look at what they are doing. That is not mainstream Republican. Hell, former Speaker Paul Ryan. We hear the ads all the time. Trump lost the election. Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin. Hopefully he gets his ass out on the rail. He said it too. The math was there. Trump knew it. Trump told staffers, can you believe I lost to this guy? They all knew they lost. And yet they went forward with this plan to overthrow the government because Trump wanted to remain president. It's really that simple. And in when most of your party goes along with an insurrectionist coup and people die, and then they try to shield themselves from an investigation, and you have the Supreme Court of the United States, Mr. Ginny Thomas, involved in this. I mean, it is deep, it is penetrating, and it is not worthy of equal coverage. I mean, to talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin and supporting, you know, labor rights on a strike, I mean, that's normal stuff. When you have a Republican candidate, you know, out on the campaign trail telling people to get their rhino license and go shoot some rhinos, you know, that's not equal footing. That's not equal par. It's not even the same game.
You had me with deep and penetrating.
We have a little more song from Kinzinger. Can we probably maybe wrap some of that up here? Damn it. Maybe we'll come back and hit some more. Get run out of time, man. I got to stop ranting. But the media, listen, media certainly bears some responsibility for it. Everyone wanted, you know, Trump's ratings, right? Trump's going to say something.
He's ratings machine.
People love it when we play that moron. Let's see what he has to say today. Now you cast those checks, CNN and MSNBC and everybody else. Everybody got paid, right? Well, now look at where we're at. And at some point, maybe the media should stand up and stop with this whataboutism and, well, all, you know, equal parties. That's not the case. There's one party that is specifically actively still trying to overturn the election, still lying to the people and inciting violence, not only amongst the general population, but amongst their own GOP membership. I mean, that's not the same. Start calling them out on it.
Aren't you opinionated?
You know it.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. Your strongly held opinions, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789.